All right, ready to dive into something pretty crucial.
Absolutely. What are we looking at today?
Efficient indexing in databases.
Yeah.
Especially now when we're dealing with, like, more data than ever.
Yeah, it's getting kind of crazy, right?
Totally. And, you know, you sent over this article about Shapelet's VectorDB.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
It seems like a game changer for businesses, and we're going to unpack all of that. But I guess first.
Well, just think about it. Databases are always having to hunt down specific information, right?
Right.
And these huge, massive data sets, if they weren't efficient, well, you can imagine.
Oh, absolutely. It'd be impossible.
Yeah.
The article makes a good analogy. Like, imagine a library.
Okay.
With thousands of books.
Right.
And you're looking for one specific author. Without an index, forget about it.
You'd be there all day.
You'd have to check every single book. An index is like a roadmap.
Yeah.
Tells the database exactly where to go.
Makes things a lot easier. But the thing is, traditional indexing, it works great for text.
Right.
But nowadays, we have so much more. Images, videos, you name it.
Oh, for sure. And then there are vectors.
Vectors, yeah.
I'm still wrapping my head around those. Can you break that down a bit?
Well, think of it like a multidimensional fingerprint.
Okay.
For a data point. It captures, like, the essence of the data
hmm.
in a way that, you know, a simple text search can't. So, like, think about a customer's purchase history.
Got it.
The browsing, even social media activity. All that complexity is in one vector.
So how do you even index something like that? That's where Shapelet's VectorDB comes in, right?
Exactly. This is a database designed for this kind of complex data.
Specifically for this.
Yeah. And it uses some interesting techniques to do it.
Like,
well, there's time series quantization, for one.
Okay.
Basically, it's simplifying complex data.
Right.
While still keeping the important features. Kind of like when you compress an image, you know.
To make it smaller.
Yeah, but it still looks good.
You don't lose the quality.
Okay. Exactly. And that makes indexing and retrieval so much faster. Then there's bitmap indexing, which uses, well, bits.
Zeros and ones.
Yeah, zeros and ones. And it's surprisingly efficient, especially for these massive data sets we're dealing with now.
So Shapelet's VectorDB is faster than traditional databases.
Oh, yeah. Way faster.
How much?
We're talking orders of magnitude.
Mm.
And it does all that while using less memory, which is good for cost, obviously.
That's a huge advantage for businesses.
For sure.
And I think this is where the real business benefits start to show. The article mentions on-premise deployment, too.
Right, which is really important these days with all the data privacy concerns.
Absolutely. Companies want to keep their data secure, and this allows them to do that, right?
Exactly. They can keep everything on their own servers instead of relying on a third party.
So Shapelet's VectorDB offers high performance without sacrificing security.
Exactly. And it's even better when you consider disaster recovery. Think about, like, a system crash.
Okay.
Every second of downtime costs a company money.
So it's a nightmare.
It is. But Shapelet's VectorDB can recover data incredibly quickly.
So it's like an insurance policy, almost.
You could say that, yeah. That kind of speed and reliability is a major advantage for any company.
Absolutely, no matter what industry they're in.
Exactly. It's really impressive when you think about the strategic side of things, too.
Yeah, how this technology could actually, like, change the way companies do business.
Right. Companies are generating so much data.
It's insane.
And a lot of it is, you know, images, videos, sensor readings, stuff that regular databases just choke on.
They're not built for it.
Exactly. But Shapelet's VectorDB, it's made for this.
For all this new, messy data.
Exactly. It thrives on it.
So it's not even just about, like, speed. It's about getting insights from data that we couldn't before.
That's the game changer. Better decisions, more personalized experiences for customers. Mm. It could even lead to completely new business models.
And, you know, we were talking about personalized recommendations earlier.
Right.
That has to be where Shapelet's VectorDB really shines, right? With all this vector data.
Absolutely. Vector databases, especially this one, they're amazing at finding patterns.
In all that chaos.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's how systems learn your preferences, what you might need, all that.
Like everyone says, data is the new oil, but you need the right tools to refine it.
You got it. And another thing Shapelet's VectorDB has going for it is low resource usage.
Which means?
Lower costs.
Oh, every business loves that.
For sure. Do more with less. You don't need to spend a fortune on hardware.
And the article mentions it can be deployed both on-premise and in the cloud.
Yeah, which is a big deal.
That flexibility is huge, isn't it?
It is. Companies want options, you know?
To fit their needs.
Exactly. Control and security on their own servers or the scalability of the cloud. Not many systems offer both.
It sounds like Shapelet's VectorDB can really adapt then.
It can. So I wonder what our listeners are thinking.
Yeah, what stands out to them?
What potential do they see in their own industries, I wonder?
It's not just about, you know, making things faster. It's about, like, what we can actually do with this tech.
The innovation.
Yeah, like new discoveries and stuff.
It is. It's not just a system for, you know, managing data.
Right.
It's a platform for finding new things.
Like, I can see scientists using this for some pretty big breakthroughs.
Absolutely. Think about, like, huge amounts of genomic data.
Yeah.
A research team could find patterns in that, you know, connections we don't even see now.
Leading to new treatments and cures.
Exactly. Or even AI, which needs tons of data.
That's true.
This kind of efficiency in handling complex data. It's like giving AI a massive boost.
It's pretty exciting to think about.
It is. We can use data to make advancements we haven't even imagined.
And Shapelet's VectorDB is right at the front of that.
It is. It's giving us the tools to deal with all this data.
And make those dreams a reality.
Exactly.
Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive.
It has.
We've seen how efficient indexing, especially with Shapelet's VectorDB, can completely change the way businesses work.
For the better, too.
More efficient, more secure, even more innovative.
And like we said, it's not just about businesses. It's about entire industries changing.
Finding new solutions to big problems.
Exactly.
So to our listener, we hope you've enjoyed this exploration of efficient indexing. It's a powerful tool, and we encourage you to think about how it could be applied in your own world. What possibilities does it spark for you?